We who have a vocation to priesthood or religious life all have that moment when we first know that God is calling us. Sometimes the Lord sends fireworks or great signs, but most often this supernatural life is offered to us through the still small voice speaking within us. The Holy Spirit speaks to us in our souls through the normal circumstances of life and the voice of others who recognize God's grace in us. We see this in the first reading today, when the early church chooses the first deacons. This calling to holy orders is done in a very ordinary way. The Lord uses the apostles or the church hierarchy to choose those who are fit and have the grace to serve as deacons. Responding to this call to ministry can be quite exciting for us, especially when it first happens. Yet inevitably, there will be times in our vocation when the skies begin to grow dark, when our experience does not match our expectations, moments of failure, times when those we look up to sometimes disappoint us. The sea is stirred up. A strong wind is blowing then. We cry out to Jesus. He may only be at that moment a faintly present with us, or something we see in the distance. We question, is this all a dream? Is this call just an illusion? How can the beauty of the call be reconciled with the darkness of sin, with the imperfection of this fallen world? The response of the worldly, then, in this situation, is just to move on to the next thing. That's really the response of our world today, which struggles with commitment, saying, well, that didn't work out. But the incarnation, Jesus taking upon himself our flesh, tells us that God is to be found in our fallen world. Jesus lived in the messiness of life, and he is still there. We must dig deeper. This is what he wants. Look closer. He is there. Jesus is in the midst of the storm saying, it is I, do not be afraid. It is exactly there, in the midst of the storm, that we are strengthened in our vocation. The grace to get through is found there. We discover that the call is from God indeed, for only he could get us through this. Only with his grace can we live this supernatural vocation. May we see the storms of our life not as problems, but yet as invitations to grow and proofs of Jesus' presence with us always.